Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing everyday life here at Cedarville University. We will explore the awesome moments and also the sorrows. But Romans 8:28 reminds us that, in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Joining us today is Ben Konich. He is our sophomore of the group. Welcome back, Ben.
Hello.
And Ben, today is day 312 for you. You're over 300 days now.
Dang. I'm like almost to a year.
Yeah, just about, if you think about it. Yeah.
That's crazy.
How are you?
I'm interesting.
Yes, I know. You've given me a lot in your journal entry, so let's get right into it so we don't waste any time. You mention that The Giver is going on, which it still is.
Yes, it still is. We did 5 shows last weekend, and we have 5 shows this weekend.
Yes.
So pray for me.
Hey, you've done a fantastic job. I've really enjoyed it. I know you've gotten a lot of praise, and so has the rest of the cast. It's been a great show. But right now, at this moment, you are stuck in between the 2 weekends of shows.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, what has it been like playing Jonas? What does he mean to you? How do you relate to him? Any of that?
Mm. Jonas is fascinating to me because he's a character who's trying to figure out where his place in the world is. And that's something that I very much related to before coming to college, and I'm still relating to now, not figuring out where you fit in the scheme of things. And Jonas goes through some crap, and he figures that out eventually. Being a part of this show, it's really helped, and especially trying to get into Jonas's character, it's really shown me the importance of the theme of, is love worth the pain? Because without spoiling much for The Giver, I mean, it's been out since like 1998, so if you haven't read it yet, you maybe should. The whole premise is he starts learning all these memories, and he gets the memories of suffering and pain and warfare and death and hunger, but he also understands beauty and love and happiness and true family. And he has to eventually make a choice if that's worthwhile, if it's worthwhile to keep a hold on all of them, to have the love and still go through the pain, or to choose to bury it and to be content in the nothingness that his life has been. And so that's been really something interesting that I've thought a lot about putting on the show is, when are the points that I choose not to love because it hurts too much? Or when are the times that I choose to do the easy thing because I don't want to face what might happen?
So, wow, those are 2 huge questions that honestly I had not thought of. That's incredible.
I've been thinking about them a lot, maybe a little too much.
Right. But, have you enjoyed the experience?
Oh, I have. It's been fantastic, and it's come with its fair share of difficulties and struggles and challenges, but like I would not trade it for anything in the world.
So like you mentioned, it comes with its own challenges. In the journal entry, you mentioned that you've given up 3 or more hours every night for rehearsal, and we're both well aware of what that's like. By being in a play, you say that it takes a toll on your social life, your academics, friends in general, and you have found yourself emotionally drained after doing 5 shows in 3 days, and it's left a hollow, empty feeling that isn't exactly sadness, but it is something that's been a struggle nonetheless. All of that is what you just said in the journal entry. I can understand to some extent being in theater shows myself, but I want to hear from your perspective and help me understand what it's like for you. What is this empty, hollow feeling that's not sadness?
You always hear like stories about people who like have a hard time getting out of character or separating the life from the show. And it's like, it's not quite that. It was very clear to me from the beginning, like where Jonas started, where Ben ended, and the parts where I could find like a little bit of the overlap. But coming out of the show has been fine. Like going into character, coming out of character is okay. But doing 5 shows in 3 days, I didn't really realize how much emotionally this show takes out of me until I did that.
It is literally a show centered around emotion and memory.
Yeah. And like the last 30 minutes or so are pretty much nonstop raw.
Right.
Fear, sorrow, anguish, emptiness, desperation, joy. Like, it's all things that I don't normally feel to that extent, like deeply all the time. So it's like going in and out of that constantly. It's been fine. I've been fine. It's just afterwards, I suddenly realized how drained it got me. I feel like my emotional state is just kind of flatlining. It's not really going up. It's not really going down. It's just kind of like, I feel a little lacking, and I'm tired. Like that's part of it. It's not just like physical tiredness. It's just the feeling of like emotional tiredness, if that makes any sense.
Have you had to fake it on stage yet?
I've had to fake it a lot. There's only been one show that I've actually cried. And there are times where I have to show that I'm crying.
Not that you
no.
will have to cry, per se.
Yeah.
But is that emotion?
To get that emotion.
Yeah.
But I get into that. Like, it's never a point where I sit down and I'm like, okay, now I'm going to act like I'm sad and have to show people I'm sad. It's like, okay, I'm thinking about these things and I'm thinking like how I'd react, and now I'm getting sad and I'm feeling that. And there are times where I feel it more than others, and there are times where I have to fake that emotion a little bit more than others. But either way, it's like it's living in that space. Even if I don't necessarily reach that line all the time for the shows, I have to be in it still.
Right.
Which just takes a lot out of you. And I didn't really realize that until I got a lead role, because last show I was in, I was not a lead. You were. And I'm sure you know what I'm feeling from some of that. But like, I understood what it seemed like, but I didn't quite get how much it would affect me personally until I got here. So that's been fun.
And this is your first lead.
This is my first lead, yes.
Not to mention that this story revolves around emotion.
Yeah, I don't leave the stage. I mean, I leave the stage for like 15 seconds,
right,
if any. I think it's more like 5, actually.
not even, honestly. You just grab a chair and bring it back on.
Yeah. But
so if you could describe this feeling in a word, if it's not sadness, what is it?
Fatigue. Emotional fatigue.
So then how do you cope? How do you get by? I mean, you have 5 more shows to do.
Yeah. As of right now, I'm in overdrive mode to try to get all my assignments done that I missed and or will miss. So like that's what I'm focusing on now. But I've had some good interactions over the last couple weeks. Going into The Giver, like the weekend before opening weekend, me and some friends randomly decided to dress up all fancy and go to Chuck's. Like they decided it, and one of them reached out to me and was like, hey, do you want to join us? I was like, yeah, I want to join you. So we all went to Chuck's in formal wear. And then we went to ice cream afterwards, and one of them saw that they had coconut ice cream.
Oh, of course.
And a plan was hatched. And we went to Dr. White's house with a mom and dad coconut sundae. We gave him his coconut sundae. We sang him the Fruit of the Spirit, Not a Coconut song, and got on his Instagram, and that was fun. That was like a fun little de-stress, like right after, like right before like dress rehearsal started.
Mm-hmm.
And then after shows, I had friends bring me things. I had just a fun hangout session after Saturday, like our last show was done for the weekend. Sunday, I got to watch a new episode of a fantasy TV show I've been watching with my roommate. Yesterday, I went to go see a movie I have to review for Cedars with some friends, and that was fun. So it's like finding the little things to just keep me busy and to keep me around people so that it doesn't become something like sadness. It's like almost like I feel like I have to jumpstart the emotions, if that makes any sense. Like I have to get back to where I need to be. So instead of just being down and sad, I have to do things that I know will start getting me into a point that's better, where I start feeling a little more.
Right.
I don't want to say happy, because it's not like I'm sad. Upbeat. I need to get the energy back. So it's like doing those little things here and there is what I need.
Do what you can to feel yourself for the next shows. I am well aware of what that's like. So speaking of friends, you've mentioned here in the journal entry, I've been able to spend more time with people that are important to me, but I've also still felt a little distant from some, and I'm not sure why.
Mm-hmm.
Describe that a bit more to me.
I've been able to be a little more intentional with these friendships, and they've also in turn tried to be a little more intentional with our friendships. There's some that just feel changing. A lot of it is also when you have people that you're really close to that get into relationships, and you know that's going to change, but you don't know how it's going to change. That's been something to grapple with. It's just the weird feeling of, I know that you care and I know that I care, but where are you right now?
So how do you figure that out?
I haven't yet, and I don't know how. I'm praying about it. I'm giving it time. Maybe talks about it if I gets to that point.
Is it not something that you can just blatantly ask?
I mean, maybe. I also have a fear of confrontation, which is really not fun for me. So I want to give it time. I don't want to rush it. I don't want to like do anything from a state of feeling of, you are doing this thing.
Right.
I want to give it time. I want to pray about it and find the right course of action that God is laying on my heart, not just what I think I need to do in the moment of emotion.
So what is God teaching you with all of this? From an outsider's perspective, it may look like, Ben, this is a really good moment in your life. You are the lead in a show that has great mm-hmm. biblical themes. It's heavy on emotion. A lot of friends are cheering you on for this, as am I. But as you're telling me now, that's not at all what's going on internally.
Oh, there's definitely gratefulness, though. I've seen this is a core moment, and this is a great opportunity, and every day I'm grateful for it, and I know that it is a good thing, and I'll pour my heart and soul into it every step of the way that I can. But it's also been taxing. If anything, this has just taught me more that I'm really nothing without God. Because this should be the moment where, you know, if I was more of a prideful person, this could be the moment where it's like, I did the thing, I did this, and all the people love me and love it. Look how good I am. I'm not feeling that way at all. On the other side, I'm not feeling extremely happy or overjoyed or like energetic about it. But it's just showing me that like I need God for every step of this. Because I couldn't have done any show, let alone 5, without him. I couldn't have gotten a single line memorized without him. I can't get my emotions back into place without him. I can't get what I need to tell this story to point to him without him. And it's showing me hour after hour that like, if it's not for him, then there's no point in it.
And you truly believe that, even though your emotional state right now would tell me otherwise, maybe.
I do.
For people who may think that good emotion equals faithfulness and value, but bad emotion or not, no emotion equals it's not working out.
Oh, no.
What would you say to that?
I would say take a look at the Bible again and see, read Paul in any of his books. And there are moments where you can feel the joy and the enthusiasm dripping off the page. And then there's times where he's vulnerable and he's real. There are times where he's frustrated. There's times where his emotional state wouldn't be something you would call happy from what you read. But he knows he's doing his purpose, and he knows that God is doing something good by it. I mean, you look at even Jesus. Like the night he was about to die, he had anguish, and he was low, and he grappled with that with God. But he was still on the way to do the greatest act of love we've ever seen in humanity. So sometimes our emotions aren't where we want them to be. Sometimes we're feeling lower than we feel like we should be. But that doesn't mean our service or our devotion is any less. And it doesn't mean our hearts are in any place that it shouldn't be. It's just sometimes we feel the toll of our responsibilities and the toll of the world a little harder. But that never means that we're not fulfilling our purpose or serving God.
Wow, I'm so glad that you realize that right now. And that is something that I know I learned when I played Bonhoeffer. That's something that I can see that you're learning now. Coming from an emotional role myself, it is very draining. But if you learn what you are, that it is a purpose that God has given you, and you are truly fulfilling it, and you're worshiping God through that, then that is maybe arguably the best feeling, even though the human emotion can't fully grasp it.
Yeah. I feel drained, but I feel satisfied.
Right.
There's a song by We Are Messengers that says the line, maybe it's okay if I'm not okay. Mm-hmm. Because the one who holds the stars is holding on to me. And that's something I'm learning to deal with. It's okay if I'm not feeling the best. It's okay if my emotional state needs some recharge. It's okay to not do your 100% all the time on every assignment you ever have to do in order to get some rest. It's okay. And there are people around that love and will be there and will help you through it regardless. And there's a God that will be holding on to you through all of it.
Amen. Well said. Ben, thank you for this. In 2 weeks, we'll check in again. And I'm excited to see what's going on with you then, because at that point, the show will be over.
I can get some sleep.
You'll have some sleep. Academics will be back on track, ideally. And I anticipate an emotional change. But I do know that spiritually, you will have grown from this. So I'm excited to see what that looks like in 2 weeks. We'll see you then. Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and the journal entries of our cast. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.